When was the last time you threw your hands in the air and waved them like you just don't care? Maybe you're overdue. It feels pretty good, actually. It's something a lot of artists might do at concerts, or maybe you do it at a football game when it's time to rally in those final moments. You don't think about it that much when you're surrounded by thousands of people that are doing the same thing. It just feels right, and it's fun. Our family was at a concert recently, and it was that time, you know, where everyone's up on their feet, hands are waving, and people are dancing. I looked over at my girls, and they were just sitting there, staring at me like, "What are you doing?" And I was all like, "What are you doing? Didn't you hear what they said? Come on, hands in the air, like you just don't care." In that moment, they didn't really care. Me, on the other hand, I'm just waiting for someone to tell me to do it. I'm ready. There is something about putting your hands up. You do it in surrender. You do it in celebration. You do it in solidarity. You put your hands up. The Bible is full of truth and examples of lifting our hands and hearts to the Lord in prayer, in worship, in surrender, in praise, in commitment to follow truth and to bless the Lord. Although it's an easy thing for me to raise my hands on the outside, there are times it's much more difficult to surrender and throw my hands up from the inside. Here's what I mean. Once I was in a dark season of struggle, and in the middle of it, I was trying to hold it all together. You know how if you put on a good enough face, you can pretty much convince the world that you're okay? Well, I wasn't okay, and by me trying to fake it and show the world I had it all under control, inside I was hurting and full of anxiety and fear. I shared all of this with a dear counselor friend, and as I literally said the words, "I just can't do it anymore," he smiled and gently said, "There it is. You're right. You can't do it. But you keep trying to. And God wants you to throw your hands up and allow Him to pick you up and hold you right in the middle of this. He can handle it." James 4:10. "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up." I was guilty of the sin of self-sufficiency, thinking I could fix myself because I have a long history of believing in Jesus, so I should know how to do it. I got it. I'm good. Well, in that mindset and heart place, I wasn't letting go. And the root of that in my heart was pride. I wasn't okay with not being okay. And that is what I needed to surrender. When our girls were little, oh, how we loved those moments when they would walk or toddle up to us and have their arms raised. As they got older, they would say, hold you me, mommy. That's how we can approach our Father in heaven. Hands up, humble hearts, surrender. It's okay to not be okay. God holds us close in those seasons as we mourn and hurt along life's journey. We can trust He is working all things for our good. And as we throw our arms up to Him in surrender, He picks us up and wraps us in His arms of grace and peace. That's the truth. So if you're not okay today, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. You can cast your cares on Him and know that whatever you face, He will lift you up. I'm Lori Klein.